භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය. ඔබ් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය. ඔබ් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacified the Lord with prayers. Text 31. Tvam va idam sadasad isha bhavams tatonya maya yad atma para බුධීර් ඊයම් හි අපාර්ථ යද් යස්ය ජම්ම නිධානම් ස්ථිතීර් ඉක්ෂානම් ච තද් වෛතද් ඒවා වසුකලවත් Ashtitaravoho. Tvam va idam sadasad isha bhavam statonyo. Tvam va idam sadasad isha bhavam statonyo. Maya yad atma parabuddhir yam yaparta. Maya yad atma parabuddhir yam yaparta. Yad yasya jamma nidhanam sthiti rikshanam cha. Yad yasya jamma nidhanam sthiti rikshanam cha. Tadvai tadeva vasukalavad ashtitarvoho. Tvam va idam sadasad isha bhavam statonyo. Maya yad atma parabuddhir yam yaparta. Yad yasya jamma nidhanam sthitir ikshanam cha. Tadvai tadeva vasukalavad ashtitarvoho. Vaishnavis. Very good, very good. Okay. Anybody else want to try? Tuam, you, va, either, idam, the whole universe, sat asat, consisting of cause and effect. You are the cause and your energy is the effect. Isha, O my Lord, the Supreme Controller, Bhavan, yourself, Tata, from the universe, Anyaha, separately situated. The creation is made by the Lord, yet He remains separate from the creation. Maya, the energy that appears as a separate creation, yet of which Atma Parabuddhi, the conception of one's own and another's, Iyam, this, he, indeed, Aparta, has no meaning. Everything is your lordship, and therefore there is no hope for understanding my and your. Yat, the substance from which, yasya, of which, jamma, creation, nidhanam, annihilation, stitihi, maintenance, ikshanam, manifestation, cha, and, that, va, or, etat, this, eva, certainly, vasukalavat, like the quality of being the earth, and beyond that, the subtle elements of earth, the earth, smell, ashtitarvo, the seed, the cause, and the tree, the effect of the cause. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but your alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, Maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 17, the Lord says, Vijammam sarvabhutanam vidhiparta sanatanam. O son of Prita, know that I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic literature, it is said, Ishavashyam idam sarvam yatova imam bhutani jayante ansarvam kalo idam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophers explain this in their own way, But the Supreme Personality of Godhead asserts the truth that He is everything and yet is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, yet everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Basukala Abad Ashtitarvaho, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of time, of the time factor, present, past and future. Present, past and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained, and annihilated by time, but the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Shashwataha, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through what? Through time's phases and of present, past, and future. Yet the Lord is always the same. Thus there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called avidya, ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the Mayavadis. The true understanding is that the differences are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree, which display varieties in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Keshavatuya Jagata Vichitra, my dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one and at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Samhita is this. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachitananda Vigraha Anadira Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is the supreme cause, everything is one with Him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another. Yet in varieties there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee, consequently, does not distinguish between happiness and distress. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Tattenu kampam shushamikshamanu bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness in any condition of life, he is described as Muktipade Sadayabak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Dayabak means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Omagyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, so many wonderful things in this translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada about the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, the simultaneous oneness and difference. Unconceivable. Achintya means unconceivable. Once discussing with one professor about this, he said, you Gaudiya Vaishnavas, anything is difficult to understand, you just say Achintya, Achintya, Achintya. You solve all problems with achintya. Inconceivable. But it's a fact. We can't conceive everything. We are limited living entities. So something inconceivable is conceivable by the Lord. So, but we can try to understand this oneness and difference simultaneously. By the mercy of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. So, the Lord is one. He is one without a second. Nobody is equal to Him. Nobody is superior to Him. That's tattva. That's siddhanta, final conclusion. But the creation of this universe, this cosmos, is one and different from Him simultaneously. Since everything is coming from Him, everything is non-different from Him. But the function of the material energy is different from Him. The different attributes or activities are different from His. So it's simultaneously one and different. Krishna says, I am in everything, but simultaneously I am aloof from everything. It looks like contradiction, but isn't. Why? Because He's there. Material world, what is the material world actually? Is a transformation of the Brahman. No? That's the material energy. It's a transformation of Brahman. And what is Brahman? Brahman is the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Lord. So, everything is the Lord. Prabhupada said, God is everything, but everything is not God. So, simultaneous oneness and difference. The same thing with the living entity. The living entity and the Lord are one. But because both are spiritual. Both are spirit souls. But He's the supreme spirit soul. I will tell you one anecdote about Prabhupada discussing this with some Mayavadis when he visited South America. One evening, one yoga group arrived to discuss with Prabhupada. And the yoga teacher came with his student. So Prabhupada was having a conversation with him. So he asked him, what is your idea of the material and the spiritual. The man said, well, spiritual is eternal and material is temporary. Prabhupada said, that's correct. What is your idea about God? And the man said, well, God is unlimited and therefore he can't have a name or a form that will be a limitation. So Prabhupada asked him, do you believe that God created this universe? He said, yes, of course. We are not atheists. Okay, very good. So, we, human beings, with our tiny brain, we create limited things. Like, suppose, Prabhupada said, those big airplanes, 747, 500 passengers, maybe 100, 200 of those airplanes. So, with our tiny brain, we create limited things. And God, with His unlimited brain, create millions of universe, planets and universes and all floating in space, all the planets. And so, do you agree with that? And the man said, Master, do you mean that God has a brain? And Prabhupada said, yes, thank you for agreeing. As soon as you accept a brain, it's a person. Unless you believe in science fiction, brains are floating in some liquid sending signal to people to do things. So, but unlimited brain. We see it's a perfect order in all the universe. Why the planets are not colliding with each other in the space? They're going at very fast speed, but there's never a collision. Who's putting the invisible mark in the sky so each planet takes its own course without colliding with others? By chance, that happens. How can from harmony and perfection come just by chance? Why the planet didn't come different shapes, only round? They could come square, some of them, maybe, when the so-called what is that? Big Bang. Do you know before the Big Bang, there was another theory about the universe, recreation of the universe, and which was no creation. I mean, the theory was, I don't remember the name of the theorist, he said that universe has no creation because universe is eternal. It didn't have a beginning, it will not have an end. So that was his theory, and was accepted for a long time. Until one scientist studying the cosmos with his telescope, he discovered that the galaxies are distancing themselves from each other with the course of time. So he came with a theory, he made a mathematical study, scientific study, and he came to the conclusion that since the galaxies are expanding, separating from each other, distancing themselves from each other, means they should have started from one point, and from there started expanding. So that idea accepted creation. Wasn't actually atheistic at the beginning. Was actually to defeat the other theory, which was atheist, that no creation, no beginning, nothing. But later became atheistic, some or other. They twisted up the idea and just made it by chance there was such a thing happening. Anyway, everything has a cause. What is the Newton story? He had an atheist friend. And they will always discuss about God's existence. They have debate about it. So one day, this Newton's friend came to his laboratory, and he saw a small display of our solar system in his laboratory. So he asked Newton, when Newton wasn't there, so he came later, so he asked him, Newton, did you make this miniature of the solar system? Say, no, I didn't. Any of your collaborators did it? One of a student? No, I think it came here by itself. Oh, you're joking with me today. I didn't know you like to make jokes. No, I'm speaking seriously. You don't believe that this could just appear by itself from thin air? You say, of course not. I'm not a fool, you know. Nothing can appear from thin air. But you want me to believe, Newton said, the original one, which is much bigger, more wonderful, you want me to believe that that came out of thin air. Just appeared by itself there. So he defeated him with his own argument. This is a common sense thing. It's a very common sense thing. Anyway, nowadays, more scientists are opening their mind to this possibility of some extra material cause of the universe, something mystical about it. They are discovering many things about that they are doubtful, at least now, that could be possible. Anyway, so, and Prabhupada was giving this yoga professor different examples about Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, the sun rays and the sun planet, you know, studying the sun through your room and the window, whatever. At the end, the man was very, you know, favorable, and he was starting to become convinced. And then another group came, the Metaphysical Society, with its founder, one lady called, try to remember her name, Connie Mendes. She wrote many metaphysical books. She became very known, famous in South America, Mexico, everywhere. So she came with her group to discuss with Prabhupada philosophy. And we made room for her to sit with his 10 followers. And she came when Prabhupada was preaching to this man. And this man became very humble. He asked Prabhupada, how can I practice spiritual life if I'm entangled with the job and family? Please advise me. And Prabhupada smiled and told him, just do as the devotees are doing. Chant Hare Krishna. And the man said, well, I don't know how to chant. Can you please show me? And Prabhupada said, of course, please repeat after me. And he made him repeat the full Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this lady, she protested. She raised her hand and said, it seems to me this chanting of Hare Krishna is like some tribes in Africa. They chant different things and they come into some hypnotic states. And like seems to me similar to that. And Prabhupada told her, that's your opinion. You are not an authority. And Prabhupada gave Krishna's opinion, which is authority. And what is that? That's in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada quoted verse from Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayantomam. My devotee is always singing my glories. But she argued. She said, well, for us in the Western world, the authority is Saint Germain, some unknown French philosopher. And according to him, we shall chant the name of God, I am. Prabhupada said, I am? I am is not a name. Maybe Jehovah, Allah, Christ is a name, but I am is not a name. She said, no, I am means I am God. No, Prabhupada said, no, you are not God. God is God and you are you. And Prabhupada asked the devotees, but because she said that's in the Bible, that God said I am. Prabhupada asked the devotees, and Shutakirti said, yes, Prabhupada, I read the Bible, and when Moses asked God, you are sending me to Egypt, you know, to save my people, and if they ask me who sent you, what should I say? And supposedly God answered him, tell them I am who I am. So Prabhupada said, that's all right. God can say I am. And you can also say I am, but both I am are not the same. A master may say I am, and a servant may say I am, but both I am are not the same. She said, well, in essence, we are all the same. Prabhupada said, essence means a spirit. Yes, you are a spirit, and God is also a spirit. But you are the tiny spirit, and He is the supreme spirit. In the Bible itself, it is said that God said, Let there be creation. Immediately creation was there. But if you are hungry and you say, let there be chapati, no chapati will be there. You have to sweat to get the chapati. But then the lady argued, Master, we are evolving. One day we will become God. Prabhupada said, there is no such evolution. The part is eternally part, the all is eternally the all. The part can never become the all. So then she became a little depressed. She said, oh Master, that means we are not gonna ever be one with the all. Prabhupada said, you are already in the all. So, she said, but you are not the all. It's like a part of a machine. You can say that part is one with the machine, but the part is not the whole machine. Finally, she conceded, all right, we are part of the Supreme. Prabhupada said, very good. Bring the prasad. All this and more are there in the book I brought about Prabhupada's visit to South America. It's already published in Spanish, but this year I hope I can publish it in English. I already translated, just need a little few touch here and there. Anyway, so the same way that the soul is different from the body, because body is matter, the soul is spiritual. It's like the oil and water, they don't mix together. The soul is like the oil and the water is like material energy. They don't mix together. But the soul, the water can be carried, the oil can be carried by the current of the water. The same way the soul being in the body is carried by the desires, of material desires from one body to another body to another body. But the Lord is always in the same eternal body. Even when he come to the material world, he come in his self-same spiritual body. So that is the difference between the Lord and ourselves. Even liberated souls, they are not on the same level on the Lord. It is given some description about that, that Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities, unlimitedly. And when the jiva becomes liberated, have 50 of those qualities, 78%. Lord Shiva, Mahadev, has 55 of those qualities, 84%. And Lord Narayan of Vaikuntha, he has 60 of those qualities, 93%. So only Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is the supreme controller. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya. He is the supreme controller and everyone else is a servant. That is the actual understanding. Once Prabhupada was going to give initiation, one temple here in America, at the beginning of the movement, maybe 68 or something, and two new bhaktas, they came to talk to Prabhupada to ask him for initiation. And they were only 2 weeks in the movement. They wanted to be initiated. So Prabhupada, at the beginning Prabhupada will accept, initiating, to encourage, to start the movement. And after, of course, he became more strict. But then he asked them, am I going to ask you 2 questions? If you answer correctly, you will be initiated. Prabhupada said, who is Krishna? And they both said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who are you? We are his eternal servants. Okay, you can be initiated. If that clear understanding is there, then everything else is okay. So very interesting. Prabhupada explained about time factor, kala. Kalosmi, Krishna said, I am time. At the same time, he's different from time. Because he's not affected by time. Time affects everything by past, present, future. Everything deteriorates with the passing of time. But Krishna was there even before time. so he's not affected by time. Although his time is everything. At the same time, different from everything. That's an amazing conclusion given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us. He took everything from all the different sampradayas and he gave this final conclusion. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. The inconceivable simultaneous unity and difference, everything from everything. The Supreme and the material energy and the living entity. And here at the end of this purport, Prabhupada is speaking that an advanced devotee does not distinguish between happiness and distress. Because you see, it's part of the duality of this material world. Why Prabhupada quote this verse from the 10th canto, prayers by Lord Brahma? Tatte nukampam shushakchi mikshamano bunjana vatma kritam vipakam ridabba buribidhan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. The meaning of this verse is that a devotee, he lives his life with the hope that if I practice seriously Krishna consciousness, one day Krishna will give me his mercy, will favor me. With that hope, devotee continue practicing seriously, sincerely his Krishna consciousness life, trying to avoid any deviation. And that's also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamcha yobhya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhujaya kalpate. That when somebody practices bhakti yoga without deviation, then comes to the spiritual, transcendental platform. And that's the idea. Prabhupada said, it's not enough to know that we are not the body, we are the soul. It's not enough. We have to experience it. We have to experience it. And this experiencing means, is what Prabhupada is saying here, that a devotee, advanced devotee, he does not distinguish between happiness and distress. Usually, people, when there is material happiness, they become very, enthusiastic, very enlivened. And when there is distress, so much lamentation and suffering. But one has to go above these dualities by understanding oneself to be different from the material body and the mind. And how can that be done? By practicing bhakti yoga without deviation. One can come to that platform of transcendence. And then the verse explains that the devotee also see the distress, the suffering also as Krishna's mercy. How? Because devotee knows, because of my past misdeed, I deserve to be suffering much more. But Krishna is so kind to me, since I'm trying to be his servant, he will diminish what I'm supposed to get. So devotee feels always grateful in all circumstances to Krishna. He never doubts Krishna. Like materialistic people, when bad things happen to them, why God allowed this thing happen to me? I'm such a good person. They blame God. And when things go okay with them, that's due to my intelligence, my effort. When things go wrong, it's God's fault. The devotee is the other way around. When things go fine, that's Krishna's mercy. When things go wrong, it's my fault. I deserve more, but Krishna is so kind, he's giving me only a token of what I actually deserve for my past misdeeds. So it's a very different type of mentality. Krishna consciousness is all about changing mentality. To understand things in the proper light of transcendental knowledge. So today, of course, we have a few celebrations. I mean, today is the appearance day of Vamshivadana and Shyamananda. Vamshivadana was the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, Sachi Devi. And he's the incarnation of Krishna's flute. And he wrote very beautiful poems and songs, very sweet, because he's Krishna's flute. And Shyamananda, you know Shyamananda Prabhu, is one of the three devotees, Srinivas, Acharya, and Narottam Das Thakur, who were sent by Jiva Goswami. Shyamananda Pandit is one of the first book distributors in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, things deteriorated in Bengal and Orissa. Many Sahaja groups came out, and they were confusing people with their false theories and things. So to counteract that, Sri Jiva Goswami asked these three stalwart Vaishnavas to take the books and preach in Bengal and Orissa. So Shyamananda was one of them. Actually, his name wasn't Shyamananda. That was before his name was Krishnadas, Dukki Krishnadas. His parents, they lost children, so they thought if we name him Dukki, means sad, he will be spared by Yamaraj. So they named him Dukki Krishnadas. Then his guru gave him initiation, Hridayi Chaitanya, and he gave the name Krishnadas, just Krishnadas, without the Dukki. Now he's servant of Krishna, now he must be Sukhi, happy. Anyway, you know the pastime, you have heard about it, we just briefly may mention it, that he was learning the Shastra with Jiva Goswami, but he also was doing very humble service by sweeping the floor and in the Niduvan, a place where Radha Krishna will have their pastime. So the devotee is visiting those holy places, he will sweep it so they will not hurt their feet with the stones there. So service not only to Radha Krishna but also to the Vaishnavas. And he did it so nicely, so much in love, that when Radharani decided to give him her mercy, so he found an ankle bracelet one day sweeping the floor. And he kept it. And Radharani sent Lalita and Vishakha, her friend, to find that ankle bracelets. Krishnadas, and they asked him, have you seen an ankle bracelet? He said, yes. Can you describe it for me? And they describe it. And do it belong to you? They said, no. Belong to our cousin. And he asked them, okay, but I will not give it to you unless I will give it only personally to her, to nobody else. So they blinded him, and they took him, where Radharani was. So, and he was allowed to put the ankle bracelet on Radharani's foot. But before doing that, he touched it to his forehead, and a tilak mark appeared there on his forehead as a symbol of Radharani's mercy. Anyway, to make long story short, Radharani accepted him as her maid servant. So, and then later when Jiva Goswami came to know about this special mercy of Radharani, to him he changed his name to Shyamananda, the one who gave pleasure to Krishna, Shyam. Anyway, and also Balaram Rasayatra, Krishna dancing with his own gopis. Krishna has his own gopis and Balaram has his own gopis. They don't mix together. Otherwise, we'd be Rasavas. And Krishna Vasanta Rasa, today is a full moon, and today is start spring. So there is, Krishna celebrate spring by having gopis come and have in Govardhan, a big dance with all the gopis, and that dancing went on for one night of Lord Brahma. And they thought it was too short, ended too fast. Anyway, so I will stop here if any of you have any question or comment. Otherwise, yes. Haribol, today. Okay. All right. Okay, we can go more into details of all those pastimes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Haribol.